Libs of TikTok takes on big tech. If Twitter permanently bans me, I'll sue them. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 4, 2022. Hi Arachik, the woman behind the popular Twitter account Libs of TikTok, known for exposing the outrageous behavior of radical leftists, says she will sue the social media platform if it permanently bans her. Arachik promised a legal war against the far-left Silicon Valley company in a blog post following her most recent suspension for hateful conduct, a charge she vehemently denies. Twitter suspended Libs of TikTok last week for so-called hateful conduct after the account shared a recording of Children's National Hospital staff saying the hospital performs transgender-related hysterectomies on minors. I was wrongfully suspended from Twitter for 7 days after I exposed a hospital that admitted to performing gender-affirming hysterectomies on healthy minors, Arachik said Saturday in a blog post. I say wrongfully because the reason given for my suspension was hateful conduct. I did not engage in hateful conduct. I accurately reported the truth. My biggest fan, Taylor Lawrence, wrote another hit piece about me yesterday claiming that Twitter executives are facing internal pressure from some employees to respond more aggressively to my account, she added. Earlier this year, Washington Post tech columnist Taylor Lawrence revealed the identity of Arachik, who was initially anonymous, as the individual who owns the popular Twitter account, claiming for all we knew, this could have been a foreign actor. The only thing more aggressive than a 7-day suspension would be a permanent ban. But if that happens, if they ban my account for hateful conduct when all I've done is report the facts, then I'll sue them for breach of contract, Arachik continued in her blog post. I'll also bring claims under California state law and the California Constitution, she affirmed. Twitter's 7-day suspension of Libs of TikTok comes after the account posted an audio recording of a phone call between Children's National Hospital staff and Arachik, who posed as a parent of a 16-year-old with gender dysphoria, seeking to schedule a consultation so that the minor can receive a hysterectomy. In the phone call, an employee is heard claiming that the hospital has performed transgender-related surgeries on minors, including on children younger than 16. Listen below. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.